The hastily scheduled briefing by Assembly Democrats Donna Seidel of Wausau, Louis Malepsky of Stevens Point, and Amy Sue Vruwink of Millidor focused on the governor's proposal to limit collective bargaining rights for public employees. Seidel noted that those rights were signed into law by Governor Gaylord Nelson in 1959.
Scott Walker never campaigned on abolishing unions, but his alarming proposal is clearly designed to do just that. This is a sad day for our state. It moves us back more than 50 years.
Malepsky said the governor's proposal would damage the ability of UW-Stevens Point to attract and retain top researchers.
I feel very bad for those public employees in this state who are basically getting shafted by the governor.
Both Malepsky and Vruwink had harsh words for the governor's statement that the National Guard was prepared to respond if there is unrest among public employees.
The governor has made a threat to the citizens of the state of Wisconsin to use the National Guard against its own citizens. Right now, citizens across the world threw out their leader when he became a dictator, and this governor is going down that path.
This is just a slap in the face, and to call on the National Guard to scare and intimidate the people of Wisconsin is outrageous.
The three central Wisconsin Democrats admitted they are powerless to stop the changes from being enacted by the Republican Assembly and Senate. They expect the Assembly to take up the action next Thursday. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Mobrick for Wisconsin Public Radio News.